Optimized, efficient job scheduling resource approach using Cuckoo and Grey Wolf job optimization to enhance resource search in cloud environments. By Ralabandia et al. Published in the Journal of Cogent Engineering. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this paper, I think it's worth taking a moment to break down the title. Not only is it long, but it's rather ambiguous and has some confusing key terms. Here's what you need to know before we go deeper in the paper. Let's work backwards from the end. The problem space we're dealing with is the last four words of the title: resource search in cloud environments. Resources, in this case, are cloud computing resources like CPU, RAM, storage, network, etc. In this context, imagine there's a cloud application with a pool of available resources, and there are jobs that need to run. Resource search and task scheduling are the processes of filtering through the list of available resources to find the best one to run your job. There are a number of ways to accomplish this. Two of them are referenced in the middle of the title: Cuckoo Search Optimization, CSO, and Grey Wolf Optimization, GWO. We'll dive into those in detail in a minute, but for now, just know that they are existing, known algorithms that help you solve these type of problems. The OEJSR, the beginning of the title, is the thing they actually invented in this paper: a new approach that combines the Cuckoo Search Optimization and Grey Wolf Optimization and some other logic to produce a new kind of solution for these problems. So to run that back again, when you see that full long title, just think: a new way to find and allocate cloud resources based on the combination of some existing methods. With that out of the way, a few obvious groups of questions probably come to mind. One, what's so hard about resource search and task scheduling, and why do we need a complex solution for this at all? Two, what is Cuckoo Search Optimization and how does it work? Three, what is Grey Wolf Optimization and how does it work? And four, how does this new solution, OEJSR, work? How was it built and tested, and how well did it do? So that's our roadmap for the rest of this presentation. I'm going to hit those four blocks of questions in that order. By the way, welcome to Journal Club for December 10th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Let's get into it. Resource search and task scheduling are essential processes in distributed computing. As I mentioned above, resource search involves identifying and selecting the most suitable computing resources based on the specific requirements of a task. Task scheduling then assigns tasks to these resources, aiming to maximize performance while minimizing costs and delays. The need for efficient search scheduling arises from the set of challenges inherent to cloud computing. Resource allocation must ensure that computing power is neither underutilized nor overburdened. Load balancing is critical to prevent bottlenecks and keep the system running smoothly. Cloud providers must also be mindful of energy efficiency, minimizing power consumption by optimizing resource use and task allocation. Scalability is another consideration, as the system must expand seamlessly when demand spikes. In addition to all this, maintaining high quality of service means meeting task deadlines and ensuring system reliability, while fault tolerance guarantees that tasks can be reassigned in the event of hardware or software failures. Search and scheduling are difficult because cloud environments are inherently dynamic. Resource availability changes frequently due to system failure, maintenance, and fluctuating demand. The heterogeneity of cloud systems adds complexity, as tasks may require different types of servers, storage, or specialized hardware. Tasks often have interdependencies that need precise scheduling to avoid deadlocks or delays. And lastly, the unpredictable nature of user requests and workload variability further complicates this process. Many solutions have been presented to solve these kinds of problems. A straightforward approach is first come, first served, in which the tasks are executed in the order they arrive. While simple, this method performs poorly under heavy workloads, as it fails to account for task urgency or resource availability. Another common strategy is round-robin scheduling, which distributes tasks evenly among resources in a cyclic order. This works well when tasks are of equal size, but struggles with uneven workloads. Priority-based scheduling introduces a more targeted approach by assigning tasks based on their priority levels. High-priority tasks are scheduled first, though this can cause lower-priority tasks to starve if the system isn't carefully managed. Heuristic methods like min-min and max-min scheduling aim to optimize task completion times. Min-min assigns tasks with the shortest expected execution time first, while max-min schedules the longest tasks first. Both methods try to minimize overall task completion time, known as makespan. In recent years, more advanced algorithms inspired by natural processes have emerged. Genetic algorithms simulate evolution, using mutation and crossover to evolve better task allocations over time. Ant colony optimization models how ants find the shortest path to food by leaving pheromone trails, helping cloud systems identify efficient resource allocations. Particle swarm optimization employs a swarm of agents to explore the search space, sharing insights to converge on optimal solutions. It's in that landscape that we find CSO and GWO. Kuku Search Optimization, CSO, is a meta-heuristic algorithm inspired by the unique reproductive behavior of certain cuckoo bird species. These birds lay their eggs in the nests of other bird species, relying on the host birds to incubate and raise their offspring. If the host bird detects an alien egg, it may either abandon the nest or destroy that egg. This ensures that only the most deceptive and well-hidden eggs survive. This biological process serves as a metaphor in CSO, where eggs represent potential solutions to an optimization problem, and nests are different candidate solutions in the search space. The algorithm's ability to balance exploration and exploitation of the search space makes it effective in finding optimal or near-optimal solutions. In the algorithm, each egg corresponds to a potential solution, and the nests holding these eggs are evaluated based on their fitness or how well they solve the problem at hand. Superior solutions are retained for future iterations, while less effective ones are discarded or replaced. CSO has found extensive use in a variety of fields, including machine learning, network optimization, engineering design, and cloud computing. In cloud environments, CSO is applied to optimize resource allocation by efficiently matching tasks with available computing resources. It helps reduce execution times, balance computational loads, and enhance overall system performance by exploring different resource configurations. Its strength lies in its ability to quickly identify optimal solutions even when the search space is vast and the relationships between variables are complex and dynamic. Gray Wolf Optimization, GWO, is another meta-heuristic algorithm inspired by the social dynamics and hunting behavior of gray wolves in the wild. The algorithm is named after gray wolves because of their structured pack hierarchy and coordinated hunting attacks. In a wolf pack, the individuals are organized into distinct roles. The alpha wolf leads the group, making key decisions. The beta wolf supports the alpha, assisting in communication and leadership. The delta wolves carry out tasks like scouting and guarding. The omega wolves occupy the lowest rank, following orders from the higher ranking wolves. This hierarchical structure ensures cooperation and efficiency. GWO simulates the wolves' hunting process, which involves tracking, encircling, and attacking prey. The prey represents the optimal solution to a computational problem, while the wolves' positions correspond to candidate solutions. As the wolves hunt, they adjust their positions based on the movements of the alpha, beta, and delta wolves, which represent the three best solutions found at any given time. This cooperative strategy allows the algorithm to zero in on the optimal solution by continuously updating the wolves' positions toward the best known targets. A key feature of GWO is its ability to balance exploration and exploitation. In its early stages, the wolves explore the search space broadly, similar to how wolves scout a hunting area. As the algorithm progresses, the search becomes more targeted, analogous to wolves closing in on their prey. This balance ensures that the algorithm avoids becoming trapped in local optima, a common challenge in optimization problems. GWO has been applied to a wide range of optimization tasks, from machine learning model tuning and engineering design to resource scheduling and feature selection. To be clear, the authors of this paper didn't invent either of these algorithms. What they did was combine them. In this paper, the authors present the Optimized Efficient Job Scheduling Resource Approach, the OEJSR approach, which is a task scheduling framework. It allocates tasks to cloud resources by blending CSO and GWO together. The system operates in distinct phases, beginning with task submission and resource analysis, followed by exploration and potential task resource pairings, refinement of these combinations, and ultimately task execution and resource release. The process begins when cloud users submit tasks with specified requirements, such as processing time, memory needs, and task dependencies. The system first examines the cloud environment to detect available resources. Then the tasks and resources are passed into the CSO algorithm, that's the Kuku one, which initiates a global search for optimal task-to-resource assignments. In this context, CSO, the Kuku algorithm, treats each potential assignment as a Kuku egg, placed in a nest representing a cloud resource. If an assignment results in inefficient use of resources, such as assigning a low-priority task to a high-powered machine, it is discarded. The system then uses a search mechanism called Levy Flights, enabling it to generate new assignments by making large, random jumps across the solution space. This exploratory process helps identify a diverse range of possible task resource mappings, ensuring that even unconventional combinations are considered. Once CSO, the Kuku algorithm, completes its exploratory phase, the task resource assignments it identifies as promising are passed to the GWO algorithm, the Wolf one, for refinement. The best assignment is labeled the Alpha, followed by the second best, Beta, the third best, Delta, with all the other assignments considered less effective. These rankings guide the search as the system continuously refines assignments. The less effective assignments adjust their configurations based on the positions of the top-ranked solutions. This step fine-tunes the task resource pairings, ensuring optimal workload balance and resource utilization. Once the best task resource assignments are determined, the OEJSR system schedules tasks for execution on the selected cloud resources. The tasks are processed according to their priorities and execution times, with the system monitoring their progress. After the tasks are completed, the resources are released and added back to the available resource pool, allowing OEJSR to handle subsequent incoming tasks. This process continues as new tasks arrive, enabling the system to adapt dynamically to changes in workload and resource availability. The OEJSR framework was tested using the Cloud Sim simulation platform, running on an Intel i7 with 16 gigabytes of RAM. The evaluation process involved running task datasets of varying complexities and comparing OEJSR's performance against established scheduling algorithms, such as BAT, WBAT, Firefly, and Bee's Life algorithm. The testing revealed that OEJSR consistently achieved shorter make span, faster computation times, and higher success rates. For example, after 100 task iterations, OEJSR completed tasks in 94.7 seconds. Compared to 119.6 seconds for BAT and 109.4 seconds for WBAT. Its computation time was also notably lower, completing task assignments in 251 milliseconds versus 458 milliseconds for BAT and 392 milliseconds for WBAT. The task success rate was also high, with OEJSR achieving a 97% success rate after 100 iterations, compared to 94% for BLA and 92% for Firefly. The comparative effectiveness of OEJSR lies in its ability to balance two critical processes at the same time, global exploration and local refinement. And that's a direct result of their mashing up the two base algorithms. CSO, the Kuku algorithm, ensures a broad search for potential solutions by exploring a wide range of task resource combinations, while GWO, the Wolf algorithm, refines these results through precise adjustments based on system-defined criteria. It's this combination that allows OEJSR to adaptively and efficiently allocate cloud resources, making it a powerful solution for large-scale dynamic cloud environments. And that's it. Hopefully that gives you a solid understanding not just of OEJSR, but the underlying algorithms it relies on, and the problem space it operates in. One thing I didn't highlight is the actual governing equations and formulas for these algorithms, but you should know that those are all available in the article. So if you'd like to dive deeper into the math behind this, or pull their formulas into your own work, I'd recommend that you download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.